So what I got today is a bonus episode from the Dungeon Master's Diary. I basically started to collate this week Cummings' new stuff, and then Arlen Walker called. And given what I'd just been talking about in the morning and his call and my response to that, I just thought I would throw those three things together and put them out there in the big wide world, and you'll kind of get it. I think you'll figure it out if you just stick with it. For people who aren't used to the Dungeon Master's Diary, I record it on my phone. The first part is recorded out on my morning walk, and then Arlen called, and when I got back, I listened to that, and yeah, stop whiffling. Let's get on with it. Here's the Dungeon Master's Diary, episode 90 and a half.
Things he won't share with us, the darkness in his brain. The Dungeon Master's plan, the pleasure and the pain. What's better left unknown, keep calling out to me. I hear him think out loud, to die. Only the brave shall come. Open to page one.
Oh, Friday morning. It's the last day of term. Out of my walk. It's about 6:30 again. And yeah, awful sleep last night. Woke up at about just after midnight, I think. Couldn't sleep. Got up about 1. I went back to bed about just after 2. Slept a little bit until my wife had a nightmare and woke me up around about 4:30, about 15 minutes before the alarm goes. So I guess it's no loss, but yeah, not good. On the upside, this morning, I don't actually have to go in early. One of my colleagues has agreed to do my morning yard duty, which is at 8:30 for 20 minutes, because I basically don't need to be in the classroom until 11:10 this morning, and as we are allowed to go in late and work from home in the morning, and you know, let's be honest, it's not exactly a lot for me to do this morning. I could go in a bit later, although I have to say I feel incredibly guilty about that, so I don't know. Supposed to at 1 o'clock be finishing, and some friends are going to meet at one of the local pubs in Southwell, but with prevalence of disease so high, and the fact that I'm supposed to be visiting my parents week after next, I really don't want to risk getting an infection, so I'm kind of inclined not to go. Send apologies. I'm not a fan of these sort of things anyway, but it's only because one of my buddies at work is kind of leaving. But I think I'd rather meet him one-on-one somewhere, you know, have a chat. So yeah, it seems like even in the face of being fully vaccinated and all the rest of it, with the UK grand experiment in, hey, let's let this thing run wildfire, I am still quite afraid and cautious. Oh, so yeah, hobby. I feel kind of adrift a bit at the moment. I did some notes yesterday. I didn't talk about this yesterday, but I did a few notes. I'm like, what do I want to do in my summer? And the truth is, I don't really know. So there are a few games I'm playing in, which is great. I think Barry's still running his Prime Directive game with GURPS, which supposed to go ahead on Tuesday. I really hope that it's still going ahead. But I did get the impression that there weren't exactly a horde of players. And then Arlen's running his game with his Bone Crunch thing on in this kind of deep exploration world, which he hasn't named, so I just call it Bone Crunch Isle in my head. And then I got a feeling that's starting on Sunday, so and it's going to be a couple, you know, a Sunday afternoon thing for me, which is okay, I think. I think I'm okay with that. Monday night is Mr. Mir. I've got a bit of prep to do for that, but basically it should be okay because Monday's the first day of the holiday. I also have One of the listeners has asked if we can hop on Zoom and have a chat. So I'm going to meet Thomas. I can't remember which country. I want to say Denmark, but I'm probably completely wrong. But anyway, yeah, so wants to have a bit of a chat. And I think the idea is there might be a bit of a potential for interviewing me, which, okay. And then, what else is going on? Oh, Tuesday, I'm meeting with Mark from Foghorn Games, who is the author of the forthcoming current kickstarting Necropolis adventure, which is originally written by Gary Gygax and is being adapted for 5th edition now in Souls and Wizardry. I got an interview with him on Tuesday evening, so that should be okay. Hopefully I'm going to try and get that edited and out as the as an episode quite quickly. I think I might be able to get that out. I don't know if I should hold it off for the weekend, actually, but, you know, trying to support the Kickstarter. It is running for a good while, so I imagine that'll be fine. So there's a lot of stuff going on, like podcasting and games. But of course, I've now got 5 weeks of time in it. You know, as a one of the reasons I like being a teacher is because of these chunks of time, and I really only discovered and realised this a year or so ago. But you know, every year I get this big chunk in which I could take on some kind of project or do something exciting, and I just have various competing things in my mind that I can't make my mind up about, so I guess I ought to just pick something. Or maybe my heart's not any of those. I don't know. So in my mind is the Palladium adaptation. There's doing a Travok adaptation, because there's some talk about playing that in September. I'd also like to muck around with a sort of Cthulhu esque thing. And look around Sherlock Holmes again. When I visit my dad, I think I'm going to see if I can get hold of because there's this really big tome that he has that I read when I was young. It's all of the Sherlock Holmes stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and I really enjoyed that. I'm going to see if I can find it, and I might even like ask him for if I can borrow it, because I think I'd like to read it again in a way. So there's that going on. And there's always the desire to write my own system, or more precisely, my own hack of GURPS, so, because that's really what it would end up being, I think. But that seems like a waste of time to me, in some ways as well, you know, purely academic. I don't know. We shall see. Until I can make up my mind. Adieu.
All right, Che, I'm going to tell you what you got to do to get your game going. And it's a secret, by which I mean it's something somebody posted. There was a post on Twitter about Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, and it reminded me of this. And so this is going to be, I'm very tired, and who knows how sensible this is going to be. But what you got to do is not work on the game. The game, you know how to do that. You've been doing gaming for so long. You know how games work. You got that down. What you got to do is work on you. And I don't mean you got to do push-ups, get buff, got to lose weight, anything like that. I mean, you got to work on trust. And specifically, you got to work on trusting your community, your support people, everybody around you who says to you every day that they support you and they care about you and they want to play games with you, right? Jason will say, I'd even play GURPS with you. And what Jason means is he'll play anything with you because he really likes playing with you, because that's the sort of guy he is, right? He's a good person, and he wants to support you and wants to play games with you because we like playing games. And here's my point, is that no amount of prep work for the known world, no amount of GURPS conversions of Traveler will replicate the feeling of being able to trust your community and trust yourself that you're somebody that we want to play games with, that we enjoy playing games with, and that we ultimately feel like is somebody worth being around, worth being part of a community with. And you've got that. You've got a whole bunch of people on Discord who love and support you. You've got a whole bunch of people listening to Roleplay Rescue. You've got, you know, a lovely wife who I haven't met, but I'm sure if I met her that she would be just wonderful. I'm sure she's just wonderful. That's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, my point is, I think what it comes down to is you got to learn to trust people when they say that they support you and want to play games with you, even if you think that they might be lying. Because that's the thing, is that they might be lying, but you know who is lying? Hobbs knows who's lying, because Hobbs always says, he says depression lies and anxiety lies too. That's the thing, is that those of us with messed up brains, our brains lie to us. And that's just part of the way things are, right? But that's okay, because we can learn to trust, right? The thing about Marcus Aurelius says, you know, you're lying under the sheets and you feel like you can't do anything. And you say to yourself, am I meant to be a thing that just lies under sheets all day? Or am I meant to be like a person who goes out and does things? You got to be a person who goes out and does things. You know how to game. You've been doing it all the time. You know how to do it. It's going to be easy. It's not going to be work. It's going to be pleasure. But you got to trust that your players want to be there with you and for you, because otherwise it's not going to work. That's the thing. You got to trust us, right? I'm doing this bone crunch thing partly because, you know, I love and support you, man, because I want you to have a fun time playing this deep setting exploration. You got to trust that that's real, right? And there's a whole bunch of people who want to play in that. And there's people who want to play in your Traveler game. And there's people who want to play your Palladium Fantasy game. And we're all looking out for each other and doing our best to figure out how to have a healthy and a vibrant community of discovery, right? Isn't that what you say? A community of discovery? Well, we're working on that, but you got to trust us, right? And I know that's hard. It's hard for me. It's so hard for me sometimes. You know, I wake up and feel like I can't get out of bed, and that everybody on Discord doesn't actually want to be my friend and all that sort of stuff, because depression lies to you and anxiety lies to you. But it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Anyway, I'm very tired. I haven't slept in it's been a while, because my brain is messed up. But the point that I'm trying to get at, you can edit this down, obviously, make it seem more coherent in editing. That would be great. But the point that I'm getting at is you got to trust that your community is looking out for you and that we're all doing our best to support you. And we know you're doing your best to support us. And we're just, you know, we're vibing. We're hanging out and doing good together and playing games and having fun in those games, even if we're not having the same fun. That's part of it too, right? Jason's going to love your Palladium Fantasy deep setting exploration game, even if he's not getting the same thing out of it as you are, because that's okay. All right, I'm going to end this here. Please edit this down if it is too incoherent.
So, Arlen, that's probably the kindest thing that anyone's done in a while. Thanks, man. I'm going to just record this response. I just received the message. And, I don't know. I just don't know what to say, really, apart from just thanks for that. I guess you're right. I don't know. I'm going to... I think I'm just going to... It's ironic. I just... So this is going to be coming after I recorded a piece out this morning, Friday morning. And when I get back, Arlen's call's here. And yeah, this is my response. I'm just going to kind of put these three things together, I think, and then release them as a sort of Dungeon Master's Diary extra. And I think I'm going to go as far as releasing that out into the wild, because what Arlen's just said, I think, needs to be heard. Certainly needs to be heard by me and thought about. And yeah. Arlen, maybe this is the topic that you've got to come on the show and talk to me about. Because the problem I've got is, if you're right, if the issue is trust and trusting that people are going to come and have a good time, I am so ingrained in doubting that I just don't know that I know how to trust, I guess. So, yeah, what am I going to say? Just thanks. And I'm going to think about that as I go to work this morning. And I'm going to, maybe this is the message I needed to hear just before I get into the holiday, because maybe the thing I need to focus on is just one thing with you guys, you know, and kind of find my way. But I kind of guess I'm left. I'm speechless here. I'm just going to leave it there. Thanks, man.